W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. This massive storm sweeping across the nation has killed at least 19 people and knocked out power to more than 1.5 million homes and businesses. CBS's Elise Preston is in Chicago.
The storm has been deadly. One driver in Missouri slid off the road into a lake.
The water froze over, so that poses a lot of challenges.
Temperatures in at least 9 states are in negative territory. Denver experienced its second coldest day on record.
CBS's Lilia Luciano spent Friday with frustrated travelers at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
We're standing in the line right now, and it's a mile long just to talk to someone, so it's not going great right now.
And it's not just at LaGuardia. One way to measure the misery, flight delays, and cancellations, they span coast to coast. Among the airport's worst hit, SeaTac in Seattle.
Congress sent a massive spending bill to the president's desk. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
All but 9 of the Republicans in the House voted against the 4,000-page, $1.7 trillion spending bill that Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called a monstrosity.
It is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
To that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi countered.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th?
The spending bill includes about $45 billion more for Ukraine, roughly $40 billion to cover natural disasters here at home, and a number of policy provisions, including highly anticipated reforms of the Electoral Count Act. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The January 6th committee's final report concluded the cause of January 6th was former President Donald Trump. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us what the former president has to say about that.
On his Truth Social platform, Trump blasted the report as a witch hunt. The 800-plus page review also contained more revelations, including a 23-minute phone call the then-president had with conservative attorney John Eastman. The day Eastman authored a controversial memo suggesting Vice President Mike Pence could reject the electoral count.
COVID is surging in China. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports that's alarming to health officials in the United States.
If you go to Beijing, they have so many good hospitals. But if you go to third-tier cities or like rural areas, it's a totally different situation.
Social media is brimming with video of the consequences. Morgues so full that workers don't know where to put the bodies.
5 people have died poisoned with drugs in New York City in what investigators say are schemes by criminals to incapacitate and rob people at bars and nightclubs. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
In celebration of our first holiday season in Waukesha, WAUK Radio would like to say thank you for welcoming us into your homes, your schools, your businesses, and your vibrant neighborhoods. It was also our honor to broadcast the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade, sharing the inspiration and magic of the season as our community continues to heal and shine.
Hey, Mayor Riley, yep, he's going to come by for a quick hello. Mayor, we brought the mic out just for you, Mayor.
This is great. This is beautiful.
We're really glad you're here. Chief Daniel Thompson, great to see you. Say hello.
You
Merry
as well.
Christmas.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks so much.
Together, we are Waukesha Strong.
And thank you all, of course, for listening and being a part of this broadcast. On behalf of Civic Media, I'm Mike Root.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Happier, happy hour. And Dama gets better. Right now, happier, we welcome back the returning champ. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn. And Maggie, I would not normally comment on your wardrobe, but you are sporting a lovely Not Today Satan t-shirt. She's clearly talking to you, Dom.
Hey, Maggie Dawn.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is one of my faves. Got this from a good friend, and then over the years she just continues to give me all sorts of varieties on the Not Today Satan, including like Maybe Today Satan. I've got a whole series of that wardrobe too.
At awesome. Least Maggie, you're not sporting something from the Donald Trump NFT trading card collection.
Well, not yet. Apparently they make great gifts, Maggie.
What? I mean, I'm sorry. It's as if he like, you know, Silence of the Lambs style, like someone removed his skull and were like looking into his head and observing his raw id, right? Like, I'm a superhero and he's like all buff. I mean, it's almost worth buying if they weren't so ridiculously expensive. So I think I'll just stick with the Trump toilet paper.
Well, it's all of that with freaking laser beams coming out of his eyes.
Literally, like if we had to do like top five of my favorite things this week, that is number one, probably. Number two, followed shortly thereby, the OK buttons that are now being sported by some of the House Republicans, which is supposed to mean only Kevin in response to the Never McCarthy folks. But everybody's like, yeah, did no one think that it's just sort of affirming the wah, wah, that it's Kevin McCarthy?
Maggie Dawn, you know, I know it's really next week's news, but I'm looking forward to the most Monday, January 6 hearings going live on the Civic Media Network, high noon, and also the report being released, 8 chapters and a synopsis. They're going to drop the evidence, my understanding, on Wednesday. But Maggie Dawn, criminal referrals reportedly by Politico, 3 criminal referrals to the DOJ. And I know it's only about as good as the paper it's written on, but it is a bipartisan thing, and it's the first time, my understanding, other than a few statements by federal judges, speculation sort, but the first time the former president has been criminally accused, you know, outside of the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah, it's about time, right? I, for one, will be on vacation all of next week, so we'll be devouring this in detail and absolutely listening to Civic Media's live coverage starting at noon, 100%. Really curious to see exactly how they present the information. I think we know and have a very good idea of who those criminal referrals will be about. But as with all things in the January 6th committee and with all things writ large politically, right, it's the manner of presentation that really matters. And so do they build a compelling case, or does this look much more like the Robert Mueller kind of dry, unsexy?
No, right.
If we learned anything, it's don't leave it up to Bill Barr to sort of do the spin doctoring, like make it really clear, make it understandable to all. And I hope they do that.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel and friend of the Devil's, joining us on this Friday. Thank you for doing so, Maggie. I want to get on that, but I want to harken back just a moment to the Trump cards, if we can for a second. Forbes is reporting that the digital trading cards, they have sold out, netting $4.4 million. So, if this is a business proposition, you got to think, given the very limited cost of making these things, he's going to make some money. But here's the other part about this, Maggie and Crudy. How is this, you know, the Republicans bitch all the time about Hunter Biden. Oh, Hunter Biden's got art and he's selling his art. And who's buying the art? And who's paying for the art? And, you know, how do you value art? Isn't that just a way to potentially, I don't know, launder money, for example? Well, does this seem like it'd be something that would fit the bill? If you're trying to give stash some money over to a guy like Trump, wouldn't this be a way to do it, Maggie Dawn?
But P.T. Barnum is cheering from his grave, right? Like, there's a sucker born every minute. And we know that every knuckle-dragging, like, no gray matter having MAGA hat-sporting Republican is out there giving these things away to their entire weird rednecky families for the holidays. I mean, yeah, that would clearly work here, too. I mean, both things can be true, right? I always believe in the theory of not or, but and. So, like, yes, there is $4.4 million worth of MAGA suckers out there, and all of his, you know, co-conspirator criminal types that want to just launder money to get him some funding so he can pay for the criminal referral and all the manner of other legal catastrophes that await DJT. Yep, that too as well. And by the way, we could do in a complete hour on how the uber rich, and I'm talking like the 0.1 of the 1% globally, buy priceless works of art and then actually put them in tax no man's lands, which are basically these like aircraft freight things in international airports, because effectively it's not in a taxable jurisdiction. But again, I've gone way down the rabbit hole here on some legal minutiae and financial frauds, but returning to the point, yes, indeed, I think it's probably both.
You know, I think of Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark. I think a perfect gift might be, not today, CJ. He's waiting in the wings, but we're not taking him.
Got a whole new merchandising angle, Mike. Perfect.
You are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're not even selling you anything. We're giving it away for free. Best price ever. We got the best guest ever. She's our good friend, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. And Maggie, I'm just glad you're here. So let me just say that. I don't even have any questions, just observations. I'm happy you're here. Because I was getting so sick of Dom.
Crudy. The travails of DJT, as you brought up, Maggie, lots of headwind for him, lots of grand juries, apparently even a new one I read about here recently this week, perhaps has been impaneled. But of the various criminal and civil cases that are going on against the president right now, what's your sense of the most direct and not necessarily the quickest, but perhaps the quickest route to justice, given the different cases?
I think the documents case, it's just, it's like so clear, like don't take this stuff It belongs to the United States government. He took the stuff. They asked for it back for months and months and months. He swore up and down that he had given all the stuff. He hadn't. I mean, I don't know how much more open and shut of a case you can get.
But I think
that poses the most real and imminent criminal threat. It doesn't have the greatest potential penalty.
Well, Maggie, it's you know, it will be rationalized away as paperwork crimes. And I don't disagree with you. What about my thought? Perhaps a state level charge coming out of the state of Georgia where he cannot be pardoned by a future Republican president. That's my thought. That would be the best, worst thing that could happen to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's 100% right when you're thinking about pardonability. Of course, Georgia continues to elect Republican governors, right?
They don't have clemency there. They can't
they
pardon.
Don't.
No, they do not.
Folks, make a note. It is 5:15 on Friday, December 16th, and I learned something from Mike Curdy today.
I learned that from Evan.
From Evan yesterday, yes. Apparently, Georgia, one of three states that actually has like a five-person board that does not allow the governor to directly pardon, although the governor can appoint to the board, probably in staggered, you know, jobs. But, yes, technically Georgia does not have that. So that is, but my question, and to your point, I mean, which one is quick? What's the first conviction, right? And I would imagine that if there's evidence on all of these things, they will all come down in due course. But and Crudy makes a great point to be able to have a state charge on this level. That a Republican, future Republican president, like DeSantis doing a deal with Trump to get the mega votes, you know, something like that, that would limit that. And, you know, we've been critical, Crudy a little more so than I, on Alvin Bragg, the DA out of Manhattan, and the criminal charges against the Trump corporation are now, and we've known, we've talked about those. But there could be more charges coming out of that. That would also be, Maggie, on a state level if something like that goes down.
Yeah, it's been really interesting watching what's happened in the Manhattan DA's office, right? It was the new DA came in and it was sort of like, yeah, we're probably not going to continue with these prosecutions or even with potentially continuing to seek evidence and build a case and impanel a grand jury. Now that's sort of flip-flopped. You're wondering, like, what exactly is going on? Like, what's the litmus test there? There were a number of former prosecutors in that DA's office that basically spoke out publicly and said, yeah, these are tough cases because they're complex, right? But there was no question in their mind, these assistant district attorneys that spoke out publicly, longtime employees of the Manhattan DA's office, they basically left because they were upset about it. So it's interesting to see effectively this flip-flop, like what's motivating that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would suggest, you know, the overwhelming verdict that you saw in the trial of the Trump Organization as to the tax crimes, right, was fascinating and certainly makes a predicate case, sets an example, in other words, that, boy, yeah, tax fraud's a crime. Again, we get to Mike's point about it being paperwork crime.
Well, let me point out some new reporting on the paperwork crime. Apparently, he kept the classified documents in the pool storage area accessible by all the guests at Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, how big a deal could it have been? Come back with us. She's a really big deal. She's Maggie Dunn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Not today, Satan. That's what she has to say. Come back with us. We'll give her the next word.
Every rose has its thorn.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had
representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 3 below. Winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 6 above, lows around 2 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height, currently 2 below.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will take some calls later in the show at 844-967-2789. But right now we got our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, joining us this Friday. Maggie, thanks for coming around. Always great to see you.
Oh, can't hear Maggie.
Where's Maggie? Go ahead, Maggie.
Oh,
the old unmute on the Zoom.
Oh, yes, yes. The technology. We got the kids to work on it for you.
Maggie, I got to ask you, do you use the Twitter? And what do you think about the new guy in charge, Elon Musk? He's now banning journalists, but he has replaced Mike Lindell to his esteemed place on the Twitterverse. I suspect the former president will join him there shortly, but Mike Lindell celebrates Twitter reinstatement with a call to melt down the voting machines. Welcome back, Mike.
Yeah. Amplify Mike Lindell, right? Like not black or brown voices, but Mike Lindell. That's
yes,
really
we need more Mike out there.
It's really been, after coming to the county, right, and becoming a manager of a lot of people, I've spent a whole heck of a lot of time thinking about what it is to try to not just manage people, but help people feel some sort of value and attachment, engagement with their work, right? Because in the public sector, it's not like I can give people bonuses. We can't fire people on whim, right?
What fun's that?
And we enjoy civil service protected. So thinking about how you motivate people, especially during this period of time when so many governmental servants just get crapped on, right, in the media and sort of reputationally, especially in this state. Thank you, Scotty Walker. And basically, you look at Elon Musk and it's as a manager and an owner, a CEO of a company, it's basically like he took a management textbook and said to himself, I know I'll do everything that they say not to do in the biggest way humanly possible. And to boot, he's just a complete relativist, right? Like all of the nonsense that comes out of his mouth about this needs to be a basically free speech platform with minimal guardrails that deal and address with effectively incitements to violence and extraordinary hate speech. That's all baloney. It's complete BS. He has no moral mooring at all. It's basically like he's fangirling himself. You get that sense? Like this is just all a big ego exercise.
Yes.
For a whopping $44 billion. I hope the whole thing implodes. And, you know, but let's say Black Twitter. Like, let's just keep Black Twitter. The rest of it can go. I'm shocked at how completely incapable of any self-awareness he is, or if he does have some, just doesn't care.
My understanding.
Did you see that he appeared with Dave Chappelle? Did you see this? Dave Chappelle brought him on stage, introduced him as the richest man in the world. And I was like, why would you do this? You're basically like hated by anybody that has a couple of gray cells to rub together. It's incredible. Just the huge, the level of audacity of Mr. Musk. Really incredible.
Well, that's the part I admired about him. Go ahead.
Didn't Musk, and I have to look it up, but when he was on stage with Chappelle, did he do the I'm Rich Bitch, which was, of course, a Chappelle play on what, Rick James or somebody? I'm not one of the characters that Chappelle would play. But literally, I mean, Elon Musk gets up there. I mean, talk about a total lack of self-awareness. And he kind of, to me, replaced Trump as this weird, egomaniacal, you know, never satiated, inconsistent, you know, just blabbermouth.
It's like they're competing for the world's biggest
D-bag award.
Put them here, right? I mean, like, neck and neck coming. Here they come around the bend. Like, who knows what's next? Ooh, maybe they'll be Elon Musk trading cards. Maybe those are next. If you're listening, Elon, please do trading cards.
Who needs trading cards? He bought Twitter. I mean, what are Pokemon cards relative to Twitter?
Well, I mean, if he's losing the money the way he's losing at Tesla right now, he just sold like $3 billion of stock. I mean, talk about selling at the bottom, you know. I mean, I to study a little bit of economics, Maggie Dawn, but that's not a way to do it, right?
I think that's like thing one in like biz 101 class is like buy high, sell low, way to riches and fame. Like, here's one. So, yeah, if you take it from it, he does everything that is the complete opposite of what any good people manager should ever do, right? He does it in an economically completely backward way. He's complete moral relativist. He doesn't hold himself to the same standards that he appears to try to hold other people to. And he's a giant goober, like this pasty blah, like everything about the guy makes me want to vomit. From what he says to the way he looks, the way he behaves, it's all gross. And like, can you imagine being in the same room with this guy? Like this skeevy vibe that just radiates this man. Ugh.
You know, I was just hopeful he's been investing in the FTX exchange.
Right, like Sam Bankman-Fried, if you could deliver us one thing for the holidays, please, please let it be that Elon Musk socked billions into your stupid cryptocurrency.
Well, you know, I always thought perhaps I was just being naive or boomer like in that I didn't understand the value of crypto. I didn't see any inherent worth in fake money. And what do you know? It was a Ponzi scheme. And I feel like I've been vindicated, at least within my household, to my teenager, if nowhere else. But you know, for a while it seemed like up is the only way it could go. Until it goes down.
Anyone who's been on the planet for more than 5 minutes, no offense to your teenager or all the other 20-somethings that were telling me that I was a grandma because I thought it was bogus. It's like nothing ever just infinitely increases in value. It's the most perfect fertile ground for a Ponzi scheme, right? Because you're not tying it back to anything. It's monopoly money in cyberspace, basically. You know, we could have a very philosophical conversation about what.
Not right now, we can't. We got to say goodbye, sister. You're the only thing. Your friendship grows infinitely in value. It's priceless. But we got to go. Merry Christmas. Guys.
Happy holidays, everybody.
We'll talk to you soon. Be well. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour continues.
My Satan sense is tingling.
Well, that's definitely a pleasurable sensation.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. At least 19 deaths in 5 states are blamed on this massive storm. The Weather Channel's Chris Warren.
Dangerous cold continues from Montana all the way down to Florida with wind chill advisories and warnings still in place into the weekend.
That cold snap and snow have made traveling hazardous if you could get there at all. This woman is at Miami International.
Oh, my God, it is so busy. It's been a week of chaos. Doesn't seem to be many people angry, even though the flights are delayed.
The House voted Friday to pass a $1.7 trillion spending bill that would fund emergency aid for Ukraine and other things. Republican Chip Roy of Texas does not support it.
And we're spending money we don't have. Go home and sell your projects. Go home and talk about all the pork you're bringing home. But you're destroying the United States of America.
The bill has been sent to the president for his signature. CBS News Brief. Amara Rubin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on with less Maggie Dawn, but she is a friend of the Devil's and certainly will be missed. Hope
John will be
a,
right back with us here.
Okay. Awesome. I'm wondering, you know, I was like, what's going on here? I got people sending me messages. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be representative. But anyways, Maggie Dawn, a fine guest, Milwaukee County Corporate Council. Merry Christmas, Maggie. I think Monday, and buddy, you know, I still got the music playing. But I think Monday will be an enormously significant day. That is a headline over at The Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Former prosecutor reacts to January 6th committee's potential criminal referral of Trump. You know, we're going to have our own former federal prosecutor, former U.S. attorney James Santel joining us 5 o'clock on Monday. Looking forward to that. But let me give you a little of the reporting here. On CNN Friday, former federal prosecutor Ellie Honig explained the significance of the move of the House January 6th committee to consider criminal referrals to the Justice Department for former President Donald Trump. The criminal charges they will consider reportedly include obstruction of an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Well, as Don pointed out, you know something's going to include fraud. For his encouragement of the people who ultimately stormed the Capitol and tried to prevent the certification of the electoral votes. And it comes as DOJ-appointed special counsel Jack Smith is already running a parallel, they claim, investigation of Trump's role in the effort to overturn the 2020 election. Here's a quote. Tell me about the significance of these referrals. If ultimately the committee votes to refer Donald Trump on these charges, asked anchor Jake Tapper. Remember, we're just saying Sarah is reporting these are two charges that the committee is going to vote on whether or not to refer Donald Trump on. Let's assume that they do. Tell us about these referrals. So, Jake, there's no legally binding impact to the referrals. Well, we've talked about that. Our friend James Santel, and I'm sure he's going to have some opinions tomorrow morning on his fine program right here on the Civic Media Network. Tune in, James, 9 to 11, Morning Cannolis. But so, Jake, as the statement from former prosecutor Honig reads, so, Jake, there's no legally binding impact to these referrals. Prosecutors can and do take referrals all the time from all manner of sources. It doesn't require the DOJ to do anything. DOJ does not need a referral to do anything. Nonetheless, continued Honig, this would still be enormously significant if the committee decides to make this referral. We would have a bipartisan committee saying to the DOJ, we have done our work. We know this committee has uncovered all manner of evidence, and we believe it matches up with three crimes. And by the way, I don't think it's all coincidence that the two crimes Sarah's reporting are under consideration are the same two crimes the DOJ has already gone in front of a judge and said, we believe that there's at least probable cause, not necessarily enough to bring an indictment, but enough that we can get certain investigative materials, and the judge agreed. Again, this former prosecutor Honig's statement. So I think the committee is trying to sing off the same play sheet as the DOJ. Dom, you with me?
I'm back, baby.
Well, you know the point I've been making. Well, I think I've been making. You never know if I make a point or not.
Just be consistent. What's the point?
This, far more important, this bipartisan J6 referral, although it's not legally binding, as pointed out by this former prosecutor and our friend James Santel, is still far more relevant and has far more weight in the annals of history, if nothing else.
Certainly, yes.
Than a partisan piece of legislation that you were all wrong for bringing up yesterday.
I brought it up because it happened, and it's also historic. I don't know that that's ever happened in this history of this country before as well. Now, whether or not it actually gets through Congress is an entirely different story.
That wrongheaded action?
If the J6 is going to ride on the coattails of the Department of Justice, then why shouldn't the legislature do the same thing?
Ride on the coattails? You mischaracterize, Salvia. There is no riding on the coattails. They've done their own thorough, comprehensive investigation. They're issuing their own report, and only for the sake of Donald Trump not being able to claim, oh, I'm exonerated. Because that's what he would do for the lack of criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. But of course, as mentioned by Jim Santel, by Honig on the CNN show with Jake Tapper, they're not legally binding. The referrals
mean nothing. I get it. It's bipartisan. Absolutely. It's still important for historic purposes. Yes. And hopefully they will do another. I think they've been doing a great job on the messaging and the presentation. It's amazing when you actually have a bipartisan committee that are there to to provide information to the American people about something that is so egregious. It's almost hard to comprehend. And I get why people, conservatives, perhaps some visceral reaction going, what? Oh, come on. No, I heard Ron Johnson say it was just a bunch of tourists. Well, obviously it wasn't. I mean, look at the combat footage, man. I play video games that are less stressful than what we see in those videos. So, but I would say this, it seems based on some of the reporting that perhaps some information from has been, you know, dug up by the J6 that maybe the DOJ wasn't on or wasn't at least presenting to the public that they were onto. But there have been grand juries impaneled for a long time. A long time. I mean,
and a special counsel. Sure.
I think what's going to come out, historically speaking, is that once that Capitol was attacked, they were on it, man. I mean, of course you're on it. You can't not be on it. So the fact that Garland didn't present it the way we wanted to, or perhaps wasn't moving with the alacrity that we wanted, or, you know, didn't update us to the degree that we want. At the end of the day, there's what, 4, 5, 6 grand juries impaneled investigating various crimes of Donald Trump.
But Monday, next business day, Monday will be the very first time the criminal referrals against the former president have been made in this bipartisan fashion. Let's hear from Adam Kinzinger. He is one of the Republicans, one of only two. And of course, Liz Cheney also gone as a congresswoman. So both the Republicans on this panel are unemployed effectively on January 3rd. But here is the farewell speech. We do Friday grievances. Let's air one for the congressman from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger, the Republican, sort of a big middle finger on his way out the door to the Republican Party. Cut one.
Following the tragic Oklahoma City bombing, former President George H.W. Bush publicly refuted those who used fear to gain support. In stark contrast, our leaders today belittle and in some cases justify attacks on the U.S. Capitol as, quote, legitimate political discourse.
More from the, well, at least he was not reelected. I think he actually stepped away, wasn't on the ballot. Adam Kinzinger, congressman from Illinois, Republican, outgoing, cut two.
The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit.
This is what Republicans say about their own party these days. I'd just like to point that out for a few of our conservative listeners. Again, Kinzinger, a fond farewell to the Republican Party, cut three.
The Republican Party used to believe in a big tent, which welcomed the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us.
Oh,
we got one more.
Yeah, I just want to ruminate on that one for a bit. Let me just swirl around in the
deep
glass.
In your lungs,
stick my
for a
nose
minute.
In it. Let me chew on the cork for a second. Would you, Evan, if you would please, let's play that one just one more time of the Republican talking about the Republicans.
The Republican Party used to believe in a big tent, which welcomed the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us.
Yes. One more, I believe, from Adam. Thank you for doing the hard work here. Evan, if you would, please.
Our constituents voted us in based on our beliefs, but we cannot use our faith as a sword and a shield while ignoring the fact that we are all children of God, that we are all Americans.
Why are they only courageous on the way out the door? Republicans. I mean, Kinzinger's been okay on this committee, but why are they only courageous on their way out the door?
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't get it, man. It'd be nice to have some street fighters out there, rhetorically speaking, not you crazy young Republicans who literally want to start a civil war because why your guy lost. You know, I'm because you don't like the gay people. I'm not exactly clear, but the party that hosts the ignorance and the ignorant and the racist, that's coming from a Republican. But I also want to say this: it's not all flowers with Adam Kinzinger. He also, in this speech, of some of the pieces that I heard that we do not have cuts of, did the both sidesism of it. And to some degree, I understand what he's saying. But he was essentially saying, listen, it was criticizing the Democrats putting money into the loony right wing primaries in order to get, you know,
You were Kinzinger dead.
Yes, yeah,
or both.
And it was a successful political strategy, and I was critical of it at the time, but it did work. And he brought that up in his speech, essentially saying, "Oh, but you know, Democrats are also to blame." Now, I get what he's saying. I think politically that was not a smart thing to do. You could have taken that money and actually put it into, I don't know, the district that Van Orden won here in the state of Wisconsin.
Brad Paff. That'd
been nice, Brad Paff. You know, you could have done other things with that money. There's opportunity costs, and they may have been loony enough to lose on their own. So we'll never know. But that hardly, Mr. Kinzinger, hardly rises to the level of what is going on in your guano bat, whatever crazy party the mega thing has morphed into. And just for the record, he also mentioned the Party of Lincoln during, and I've seen Lincoln Project did a mock-up of the 2-minute. I thought it was fake. I literally thought this was a joke, that this was literally not Donald Trump saying these things. And Evan, maybe if you can look at our Twitter feed, we have it of Donald Trump, you know, hawking the cards. I mean, he made $4.4 million yesterday. I guess it's worth the effort.
But major announcement.
This is your president. I'm your president. Hopefully your favorite president. The president better than Washington, better than Lincoln. I mean, that's how he started out. This is how he started out, literally, to sell these things. And people bought them. So I guess, you know, good for you. But the Party of Lincoln is now the Party of Trump. And Kinzinger, if you had some moxie, you'd have stayed in there and done it. And not do the both sides of them with the Dems, although they probably should not have funded the crazies.
844-967-2789. You can rant on the radio like Dom. Welcome, Dick from Madison. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
This is so far out of bounds and crazy. Don't you have to agree? I mean, the only
define
thing...
Define the crazy, just so we're on the same crazy right. terms.
What's crazy?
I mean, Pokemon... superhero Don. I mean, how do you get crazier than this? I mean, come on,
just
guys.
Wait till next week.
Well, right. But the first thing I thought is, where's Mike Lindell? And if you order now, you can get some superhero sheets as a part of this offer. You know, come on. We got to get on board with all of this. This is so insane. That it's, I mean, anybody who is still on board with this and will back this, I'm really, I mean, seriously, I honestly think that it's pretty bad when Steve Bannon and Michael Flynn have abandoned ship.
And Sebastian Gorka. I mean, you know, when these guys are going, wow, Trump, that's crazy.
Can you just see this? On Saturday Night Live? I mean, seriously.
They don't let me stay up late any longer. Mike Lindell celebrates his reinstatement to Twitter by calling to melt down the voting machines. Just the ones suing him for defamation or all of them? More Devils. We'll be back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for a Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows level off around 3 below overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy again tomorrow, 6 above. Lows around 2 below tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 2 below.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I was also going to point out, if you're looking for a good time on a Saturday night, who's not, right? Max Inc. Radio going live 6 to midnight, Saturday night, replaying on Sunday. And also doing the New Year's Eve thing, very special event. Just starting to hear the promotions. I'm looking forward to rocking in the new year right here with Civic Media and the Max Inc. radio team. We look forward to having you air your grievances. Still time, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome to the party, pal.
Happy Friday, Devils.
Hey, happy Friday, Paulie.
Yeah, nice show today. Well, you guys always have a good show.
Fair to middling, at least, right?
Come on, greatest radio show ever.
Okay, I'll go with that. At least you guys get the you guys get the truth out there. I do have a quick grievance, and it is with the megas, the GOP, or whatever you want to call them. Could they please run some candidates that actually believe in science and believe in elections and aren't down with insurrection? I mean, these people scare the heck out of me. I mean, I'm going to probably most of the time going to vote Democrat. But if for some reason my candidate loses, I don't want to be in fear of my life. I mean, Paul now is an anti-vaxxer. Give me a break. Go ahead.
Well, Paul, I was going to say, unfortunately, the Paul Ryan sort of Republicans, they've all crawled off to cash checks somewhere on K Street or said on the Fox News board. They didn't have the courage to actually stand up. That's the problem, Paul. You talk about, you know, the Derek Van Ordens and apparently the Ron Johnsons, they're all down for the insurrection. But it's the complicit, silent ones that bug the you-know-what out of me, Paul, because they don't call out it. If you've got an insurrectionist in your own party, Paul, I'm leaving the party. You know what I mean? Like,
or you
I
kick
don't
them
want
out,
to be at that
right?
party.
Or you come out against it. You don't wait until you're walking out the door to all of a sudden grow a spine, Paul.
I'm walking out on the Democrats if they do what the Republicans have done. I like to go to bed at night and sleep well, knowing that they aren't going to turn us over to the Russians, or you know, I've had four vaccines. I like somebody that believes in science. If the other people want to kill themselves and not get the vaccine, that's up to them. Although they do harm people, you know, other than themselves by doing that, and they clog up the hospital. Look what's going on now. With Rand Paul, anti-vaxxer, DeSantis, he's trying to out-Trump Trump. I mean, these people are scary, guys. I mean, I'm sorry.
This is scary. He's such a... Paul, have a wonderful weekend, and rest assured, DeSantis is a wannabe fascist. He's a Scott Walker. He's not a... He's a weak man.
They're all wannabes until you get a crowd of thousands behind you that actually do it, right?
But that man will never motivate thousands or dozens... He won an election against Charlie Crist in Florida. Charlie Crist was a Republican too.
But Donald Trump is not a strong man. You know, he's not a soaring orator. He's just the right kind of crazy for. I mean, the
16 years.
Can you get the masses riled up to the degree? Because they're the ones doing the harm. Right, Donald Trump didn't break the glass at the Capitol. Right, that was everybody else.
Well,
go ahead, Curdy.
Here's, and we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Trump was effectively a WWE villain. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he literally was a WWE villain. You know, not effectively. I mean, he went on WWE and shaved Vince McMahon's head. I mean, he's entertainment. Yes.
And also, as Scott Ross, our prior guest, pointed out, find him on the podcast, civicmedia.us, Trump, like 16 years, got to be the boss on The Apprentice, right? Got to be the chairman of the board. As far as America was concerned, Trump was that guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, we can differentiate between fantasy and fiction, right?
Really? The WWE?
But they're the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Fantasy and fiction are the same thing. It was a TV show, man. He was not that. It never was. He never will be. He inherited his daddy's money, and he'd have had more if he'd have stuck it in T-bills.
But a majority of people in 306 electoral college states thought he did. You know what I mean? Like, they wanted to shake it up. They wanted that change. Well,
I know we got the phone. Let me just throw this. If you would, Evan, play the Lincoln Project mock-up cut-up of actual Donald Trump selling his cards from yesterday, if you would, please.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. My official Trump Digital Trading Cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. Buy one and you will join a very exclusive community. It's my community, and I think it's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts. Go to collecttrumpcards.com. and buy your Trump digital trading cards right now before they are all gone, and they will be gone.
No purchase necessary.
Yes, they will be gone. They were gone. They all sold out. $4.4 million. You can't, sucker born every minute.
You know, I found the laugh track a little distracting, though.
It was pretty funny.
844-967-2789. Let's see if we can sneak a few more in. Pizza Box Mike, the star of Outside the Pizza Box. Noon right here on Devil Radio. What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Well, leave it to me to, bitch about Democrats on a Friday, but I don't know if everybody noticed or if they didn't notice that Joe Biden has endorsed the plan of Joe Manchin to fast-track a pipeline through West Virginia. I believe they're trying to attach that to that military budget or whatever.
I had not seen that. The military budget, I believe, had already gained passage.
Yeah, well, this is a favor coming back to Joe Manchin. I guess it must be from Biden to endorse that plan, and that's the next thing to be watching for, people. Are the Democrats going to vote for a pipeline right now? Climate change, future of our grandchildren and children? I can't do anything about Republicans right now, but I sure as hell can put a few words in on Democrats. Since I'm voting for you guys, I think I'll be able to criticize you at every turn.
Don't forget to tune in for Michael's show, Outside the Pizza Box, noon, originating from the Solidarity Realty Studios, Devil Radio, Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening right now, and keep it locked right here. We've got Native Roots Radio coming up next. Heifman Brothers, I Believe, Party on the Weekend with the Max Inc. Radio guys, thanks to our party and friends, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and of course, the aggressive Twitter guy, Scott Ross. Happy holidays, one and all. Merry Christmas. But we'll be back on Monday.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.